So I'm here with Jeff Munson, Ultimate Fighting Champion, is on the line from the port of Olympia. Jeff, can you tell us what's going on there?
Well, we got a bunch of people down here. Got a shipment of supplies and troops going to Iraq, some Striker Force Brigade supplies, and we get down here protesting the ship, using the port, military using the port, distributing these supplies for illegal war in Iraq.
So I'm curious, how would you describe yourself? What kind of a person are you?
I'm a laid back person. I fight for a living, but to me it's just a contest. But I've always felt like everyone should be equal and given equal opportunities, and I always knew, like, even younger, that something was wrong with the world. And I guess when I got older, I realized what it was, kind of, when I, opened my eyes. And I just like everyone to have, like, equal opportunities and stuff. And in the world, when a few people control and own everything, that's just not the way it is. And so I just kind of try to do whatever I can to do my part in that way. A lot of people do a lot more than I do, but just trying to do a small part, I guess.
I've heard you being described as an anarchist, and I've seen your tattoos. I'm wondering what experiences led you towards anarchy.
I'm a syndicalist anarchist. I was in college, and I was like a Go USA guy, and believed everything Reagan said and all that stuff. And I was blind. And I was taking a college course in community psychology, of all things, and the teacher just kind of went over some stuff, some basically figures of what money, what the government put into this and the war and this and that. And I think the Contras and the Nicaragua things were going on at that time, and it just opened my eyes. The more research I did, the more I realized that, the government and the military was not out for equality, was not out trying to help people. In fact, it wasn't even out for the United States. It was just out for keeping the flow of capitalism, the flow of capital between corporations and multinationals going. And really, that's kind of what opened my eyes to it. Just what college professor that took the time to talk and say how it really felt. And from that on, I just kind of researched and anarchy. Everyone's equal. No one should be able to tell anyone else what to do. And solidarity is just, it kind of goes along with my personality. I think that's, we could all be all right if we all could get along if we just shared,
Right on. What anarchist thinkers have influenced you most?
Probably Bakunin is my favorite. I also, my favorite book is by Leo Tolstoy, The Kingdom of God is Within You, because basically the book is about war, and it really made a lot of sense of how people can, just general society can be, fall into the propaganda machine and believe. You start off with the Pledge of Allegiance and following, standing in line and following directions and believing what the government's told, and, registering for when you're 18 years old for the registry, and all this stuff is just, they have you, your social security number and this and that. It's like you never can really, you're always part of the system no matter how hard you get out. And you're always, unless you stand up, you're always going to be part of the problem. And that book in particular, just talking about, like, you really, to me, is like you have the power within you to do what you want. You have the power to make changes, and you don't have to go along with what everyone else does, and you can stand up. And it, so, like I said, Bakunin is a real, had some good things too, but probably Leo Tolstoy is my favorite.
As a professional fighter and an anarchist, what are your thoughts on violence, state violence and otherwise?
I guess that's the hard part, and that really has nothing to do with the fact that I fight, because my fighting is just part of, to me that's a job. The other guy across the ring or in the cage is agreeing to do it. I'm agreeing to do it. We're just wage slaves. We're making a salary to entertain people and risking injury. And it's just like someone being a construction worker. We're getting paid a salary to do something. At the end of the day, at the end of the fight, we're shaking hands, hugging. We might be going out for a beer afterwards. It's just what we do. We're not, people in the field aren't, you know, sadists. They don't want to hurt people, and you know, most of the guys are real nice guys, to be honest with you. And outside, you know, everyone has mutual respect for each other, because it takes a lot. You know, it takes a different kind of courage to walk in a cage. You know, they close that door behind you. It's just you and someone else, you know. And so, but at the end, like I said, at the end of the match, you're friends, or at least you have mutual respect for each other and shake hands. And, you know, I've never had any problem with any particular person I fought. And that's kind of how I see it that way. You know, as far as the violence and what we do, you know, it's difficult, because you want to be like a Gandhi. You want to be, you know, rise up and lead through, you know, mutual action without using violence. But, you know, I guess I'm torn that way, because, you know, sometimes the leaders, those who control right now, aren't going to give it up without a fight. You know, those who control the economic power can have the power. You know, they control the political power. And so they can control what rules, regulations, everything else. They control what we can and can't do. And they're not going to make any laws or changes that are going to benefit us, the general people, the society as a whole. You can see where the money's going right now. Where does most of our money go? It goes into the military. It goes into this. What's being cut? Money for parks, money for Social Security for people, money for Medicare, Medicaid. You know, we have, you know, our population has to go to Canada to get medication, the older people, because they can't afford it on their own. What kind of society is that can't even take care of its own people? Well, we can, but those who are in charge choose not to. And they're not going to give up that power unless we take it. Is that power going to be taken away without a fight? You know, I don't think so. So, and again, I'm not a violent person. I don't advocate violence, but, you know, when you march on something and they have, you know, batons and guns and stuff, then, you know, sometimes there's going to be bloodshed.
Have you tried organizing fellow professional fighters?
There's a couple. You know, it's a difficult field, and I do say my view. I've had several interviews, and it's kind of well known, and there's a underground forum on MMA.tv where kind of people voice their opinions. I get a lot of support, and I have a lot of people who disagree. It's, you know, it's probably half and half. You know, I've been barred from some organizations in the past because of things I've said. I've had Secret Service show up at my gym and search my gym because I've got out with a T-shirt condemning George Bush's actions in the result of the Katrina, the dikes breaking, the levees breaking in New Orleans. And so I've had kind of my share of issues with, you know, people agreeing or disagreeing with what I say. But the bottom line is, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And if people don't agree with it, then, yeah, that's the way it is. But you got to be able to sleep at night as well.
So how does fighting and just training just for self-defense and stuff, how does that reinforce or conflict with your ideas as an anarchist?
Well, I just believe that I have the ability to fight. I've been given that, you know, God-given ability to go out and do my best and to fight and to train hard and whatever. Some people have, you know, ability to fix a car or to do this or do that. Well, that's my ability. So what it's done for me is given me a platform whereas someone may not listen to what I've said so much, or now, you know, as being a fighter, ultimate fighter, and being on TV or whatever, they're going to say, well, I may or may not like this guy, but I'm going to listen to what he says. So I'm just using that, the fact that I do fight, as a platform to kind of talk about my political views. And some people disagree, saying, hey, what you do is entertainment. You don't want to hear about that. But, you know, that's who I am. I'm trying to win a fight. And if I'm given the microphone or doing an interview afterwards, then, you know, I want to say what I want to say because it's important to me.
I've read a few transcripts from some of the interviews that you've given, and I've read the comments online.
I'm going to say this real quick. My phone is going to die soon, so.
Okay, well, tell us.
I apologize.
Okay, well, tell us what's going on in the port then, and in your participation in that.
You know, like I said, I haven't been arrested. I was here the other day. We formed a line. We blockaded a striker force. They wouldn't arrest me. They threatened to zap me with the, you know, the electric shocks, but. They ended up not arresting me at all. They just ended up going around. So I guess it was a small victory. But, you know, it's just like that book, 1984. It's like, you got to have a small victory, still a victory. As soon as they have even a thought of dissident, even a thought against the status quo against letting, like, the so-called democracy take part as it is a small victory. You know, you can't discount the fact, okay, the Striker Brigade made it through, but like today, you know, the shipment is going to go out. We're not going to stop it from going out, but we're going to raise awareness. People are going to go, what are they doing? And if you could change one person's opinion on it, one person, make them think, hey, why are these people protesting? You know, are they all crazy? That many people? They're throughout the world, all those people saying, you know, what are we doing in this war? Are they all crazy? You know, it'll make them think a little bit. If everyone just goes along with everything, then we've truly lost. So in that way, there's small victories. You can't discount that. And that's what's going on right here. You know, we're not going to stop the shipment from going out. We're not going to stop the Striker Force. But, you know, we can make people. Right now, it's really about awareness. And that's like with Vietnam, the people protesting. And the public opinion got so great that those in charge, the president, the lawmakers, had to pull out because the public opinion was so low of them that to support the war was political suicide. And that, you know, if we can do that, you know, Bush's ratings are going lower and lower every time. You know, that's a victory.
What are your current thoughts on the current anarchist movement in the United States?
Say that again, the current
anarchist movement in the United States?
I think in some parts it's getting stronger. You know, I'm going to Florida tomorrow to train for a fight, and it's pretty weak there. There is Sean, the Southeastern Anarchist Network in Georgia, but it's in some parts the strongest, some parts it's weak. But I would like to say to all those who do support kind of the left-wing movement or the anarchist movement, that we got to put aside our differences, where you're a syndicalist or you follow this, or, you know, I just read about someone who, in Florida, actually, a woman who's a cheerleader that got voted into office for some city council, and then people are going, oh, if you're a true anarchist, you're not going to run for office. That might be true, but you gotta take the small victories, you know what I mean? Like fighting over like little things or little ideologies and that. We all want the same thing. We want peace. We want people to get along. We want solidarity. We don't want government telling us what to do. We want to take control. We want to own what we produce, you know. And that's the same for all anarchists. So if we can put aside the tiny little intricacies of, well, this and that little detail, and just kind of get along and support, we need each other in this movement. To get broken up or to get peace in separate parts is not going to be any way that we can produce any change.
Great. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to people out there listening?
I'd like to thank everyone who's down here right now supporting not only anarchy, but supporting the fact that they just have love for other human beings. You can see the compassion down here. You can see the people like actually totally like involved. Like you see like their heart like poured out to other people that are, you know, being hurt in Iraq, these people that they don't even know being shot and killed in Iraq, these soldiers, they have compassion for the soldiers, they have compassion for even the police that are barring them from protesting. And it's quite a sight to see. And, you know, it's kind of a thing where it takes a special kind of person to stand up, take your time off and come here and protest and stand up for what you believe, you know, risking getting pepper sprayed or risking getting taken to jail or, you know what I mean? And the main thing that I see here is like the absolute compassion to have for other human beings. And that's, if you have that compassion for other people, if you can put other people ahead of yourself, then even for a little bit, I think the world would be a better place. I know that's such a cliche, but you really see it in action here. You know, it's kind of heartfelt, actually.
Well, thank you for being on the program, Jeff.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So that's Jeff Munson, who is a professional fighter. You can see him on the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And he's also an Olympia resident who has a lot to say. So